Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet your love our $100,000 quaddie jackpot at Rose Hill Gardens today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly. On Sky Sports Radio, heard throughout New South Wales
and via the TAB app wherever you travel,
it's time for Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
2 hours of required racing information.
Yes, welcome to Racing HQ. Andrew Bensley this morning, broadcasting from Goulburn, the home today of the Country Championship qualifier. And of course, there's another one tomorrow at Dubbo. So we're gearing up with the qualifiers. We've begun at Grafton. Today, there's one here at Goulburn and tomorrow at Dubbo. And of course, back in Sydney at Rose Hill, we're looking forward to seeing the Golden Slipper favourite, She Will Reign, go around. And maybe the main threat, Khan, resume in the Silver Slipper. You've got the Millie Fox, the Hobartville, a great day of racing at Rose Hill. To bring you up to date with the track reports, yesterday those afternoon storms did hit Rose Hill. They got 19 millimetres of rain. It's a soft 6 this morning, penetrometer 5.59, and the rail is at 3 metres. We are going to get to around 30 degrees in Sydney. The threat is there for, again, afternoon showers, so again, maybe just keep an eye on that, but we're certainly starting at a soft 6. Here at Goulburn, they've rated the track this morning a good 4. They're saying maybe there's a little band of rain that's around Yass that could get to us and drop a couple of mil this morning, which certainly won't impact the track, but a good 4 for Goulburn here for the Country Championship qualifier. Flemington in Melbourne, that track has come up as a good rated track, the surface as well, and that's also the case for Eagle Farm. We'll update the other tracks as we get along the morning. Let's welcome in Ron Duffersey, the very best, to give us all the key interviews over the next hour, and then the winners for Rose Hill. Morning to you, Duff.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Really looking forward to today. Those two-year-olds, it's always great to see them lining up. You know, questions will be answered there. Is, you know, She Will Reign the ruling? She going to hold her place in the market there? The betting says that she will. Can she run 1,100? The betting says she will. Khan, he's a beauty. We know he's he was an early favourite for the slipper until she came along. And Veronillo, who hasn't run time, but he's got a bit of style about him. Look, a good Hobartville stake, intriguing little race, and some nice mares resuming in the Millie Fox. It looks like maybe with Michael Walker might be in trouble. He had a prize ride there on coming through, but he was medicated last night with a sore back, so I would say he would be highly doubtful. So he had a couple of rides coming into this meeting as well.
I know Ryan, his manager, will text us as soon as we get news on Michael. For those that may be unaware, he rode last night at Moonee Valley, and on pulling up, he obviously was in so much pain that he actually came off the horse in a gentle manner. He was taken to Epworth Hospital. He was given pain relief, and we've just got to wait for the morning news on what is happening with Michael Walker, particularly with coming through. As soon as we get that, we'll bring it to you. Ron, you're so right with the two-year-olds. The markets are vulnerable, aren't they, week by week with the two-year-olds, that it just reacts to what happens today. You know, She Will Reign could shorten, but Khan could shorten, or Veronillo. It just changes.
Well, they're so hard in the market in the slip of these three horses. You know, something's got to give. A bubble's got to burst there somewhere along the line, and the whole race will take a new complexion, which happens in that last month leading into a slipper where, you know, a couple of the better fillies match, a couple of the better colts match. We get a few Melbourne horses coming here, maybe saying they're going to arrive after the Blue Diamond. So there's plenty of cards to be played yet.
There is, and down in Melbourne, obviously, we're a week away from the Blue Diamond, and a couple of two-year-olds are running today that could end up doing a seven-day backup. Just before we talk about a couple of other things and start our interviews, just updating the scratchings. There's no new ones this morning, so the scratchings are race 1, number 6, Sakinthos Regrets, race 4, number 1, And There Is More, 11, Turbo Bundy, and 13, Copernic. That's 1, 11, and 13, and then go across to race 8, number 4, Red Nav, 6, Olympic Academy, and 10, Last Wish, 4, 6, and 10. So no extras this morning. Duff, Monday, let's go back to Monday if we can, just for the next couple of minutes. We know what unfolded a week ago with the heat. Then Winx ran on Monday. Just watching it on the TV through the afternoon, very early there was no one there, but it was remarkable what turned up to watch her.
Yeah, that last 90 minutes when they started to, you know, come in after work, I think the old winks after work hashtag sort of worked to a certain extent there, because, you know, mainly just the traditionalist race goers and the kids that brought their kids along after school to see a champion, and it wasn't like your usual Saturday crowd, you know, where everyone comes for a day out and a drink and whatever. It was more so the traditionalist horse lover. And it seems to, like, a lot of them brought their families along, their kids and grandchildren after school, and I thought it was excellent.
Yeah, it really got a good feel, and we're going to see you a week today, which is a reasonably quick turnaround. Righto, let's get going with some of these key interviews. James Cummings has taken our call first up here on Racing HQ Saturday. Morning to you, James.
Good morning, Andrew. Morning, Ronnie. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, James.
No, great to have you on, mate. Prized icon, we can't wait to see back today. The weather conditions, 19 millimetres dumped there yesterday and a soft six. What's your thinking with these horses today on this ground?
I think soft will be all right. And with the Hobartville, not till a quarter to four in the afternoon. The track was in good order, I heard, before that. So you might even see an upgrade, I'd be pretty safe to assume.
Okay. How is the Derby winner, Prized Icon?
Yeah, Ronnie, he's just tracking along really nicely. He's come to hand really swiftly. He looks very well. I'm happy with his weight, and look, the set weights of the Hobartville is just a perfect place to kick him off.
Is he forward enough to win? He looked big and strong in that Hawkesbury trial.
Yeah, he tightened up a lot from that trial. They ran it out. They ran it quite solidly. And the trip to Hawkesbury on a very warm day that day did him the world of good, because he was also afforded a good break, so as to be able to get over another solid taxing preparation that involved a trip to Melbourne. So he tightened up nicely after that, and I've also given him an exhibition gallop you might have seen there at Randwick a couple of weeks ago, and he's just ticking along beautifully, but of course he's got a really busy month next month, and we've got to keep that in mind. He's nevertheless going to be approaching the 600, feeling pretty confident given that it's only seven furlongs today, and he's coming off the back of a 2500 metre strong 2500 metre win last start.
Yeah, what is his schedule this autumn?
Well, he's nominated for the Derby. But he's of course also nominated for the Doncaster in case he comes back a sharper horse and was able to run top two in a Randwick innings. But I, in my heart of hearts, I think he's probably going to take his place in the Derby, provided he stays on the straight and narrow and keeps competing solidly in the lead ups.
Well, one horse who is competing solidly is Tactical Advantage in the first. He's in a winning frame of mind.
Yeah, he's thriving on his racing at the moment. He's loving his training. I've kept his past two starts quite spaced, and he's relishing that format to my eye. And he finds a small but select field. I have to respect Trevor Stuckey's horse with the blinkers on the first time. Keeps running good races, and we were only just able to beat him with the extra run under our belt and coming back in distance last time. And there's a really quality filly in the race, that's not going to be an easy beat. Scarlet Rain, she's a Group 2 winner, but her form doesn't read well. You know, it's just win after win outside of the slipper. So I think that. We're going to get our about 7.5 kilos under the weight for aged conditions off Scarlet Rain, but he's going to need that because of how well she's been racing. Hopefully he can just keep attacking the line and prove competitive.
You've accepted with a few pluggers at Goulburn. Are there any chances amongst them?
Look, I think I'd like to see Equips bounce back and run well, and the two in the handicap and the 1300. They ought to run well with some good form this preparation, but they've got to prove themselves.
James, you've had a good week. Mega Mall and also Villa Calotta. How have they come through their experience, and going forward, how deep can they go into it?
Well, Mega Mall has done a great job for her owners. She's part-owned not only by Dato Tan Chinam, whose colours she runs in, but also Sydney Ballymeyer and his partner Sarah. So very, very well named, that filly, Mega Mall.
Yes.
The big mall owners of the Southern Hemisphere together. She's a really nice filly who's done a good job, and turned out now, I think, by the time she's spelling on Monday in the paddock, she can come back and be a good filly for them. Hopefully in Saturday races, May, June, July. It's a good time of year to have a horse like her up. John Camilleri's Street Cry filly, Villa Carlotta, she's on target to either run in the Group 2 Riesling in 2 weeks, or perhaps the Black Opal the day after. So we got a good opinion of her, and she demonstrated that on Wednesday in a good field. So very happy with the way she's come through, and excited about what she's got ahead of her.
You've not only had a good week on the track, off the track, I think there's a new member of the family.
Hmm. Yes. There was a big straw bed laid out for a good colt has arrived. a good early February colt. His name's Harvey, my second child. So it keeps everyone's focus, you know, very sharp. Not a lot of sleep, but I changed two nappies before I came to track work this morning. So for the first time. So you know, got to make sure that we keep this good momentum up that we've had this season, so I can feed all these mouths. They all want a piece of me.
Well, your dad's on the other line. I'd love if... Can we bring Anthony up on the other phone line?
I used to do that to be Bensley. That's not the first time this season.
Have we got another line for Anthony? Anthony, good morning to you.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Can you believe what the drivel is that James just told us?
It's a new age man. I wouldn't be sure if I changed two nappies and lived with four kids in total.
The new modern age James Cummings changing nappies. Could you ever believe it?
As I say, the new age man. I mean, it's just a changing of the times and all, but no.
You're probably looking at each other there at the track, are you?
No. We've got to
just... I know what his grandmother father would have said, get a second opinion, you know?
Yeah. He did use that line one time.
Yeah. Hey, James, we'll let you go. We've done enough to embarrass you this morning, mate. I hope you change some more nappies, but also enjoy today.
Yeah, thanks, boys, and thanks, Bensley. You got me a beauty again.
Good on you, James. James Cummings there joining us. Anthony, jokes aside, great family proud moment during the week there.
Yeah, very much so. You know, James got a lot happening in his life, and he's doing a really good job with it. And great to see Harvey turn up on the scene. And that's, it's a good time of life.
And there's things happening with you and Ed with being a combination, a training combination?
Yeah, I think it's sort of time for that. You know, training is a very involving sort of business, and families and it's an all of life experience, I suppose. And it's the trainers aren't one man bands. A lot of people go into making it all work, and certainly Ed was an important part of our place.
Runners today, Lucky Louie, the filly in the silver slipper. She hasn't done too much wrong in two starts.
Yeah, she's the race class, I suppose, has let her down a little bit slow out of the gates. And, you know, her run in Melbourne was exceptional because she hadn't seen a straight before. And for the two-year-old to go up there and sort of cope with all of that, and being slow out of the gates, so I thought it was an exceptional run, especially against that sort of opposition. You know, that form's held up very well. And I think, you know, to see her jump, you know, so cleanly in a trial the other day was quite heartening. You know, she is learning all the time. And she's had two strong gallops early in the week, and I expect she'll run very well.
Okay. You said she jumped well in that recent trial, which she did, so obviously she's still learning. Man from Uncle in the Hobartville, race 6, how's he trained on?
Been very good. I mean, haven't had to do an awful lot with him, honestly. You know, his weight's very much the same for this run as it was last time. The plan is for him to be sort of wound up for the two guineas. This is a sort of a step in that direction, but nevertheless, he goes there in very much the same sort of shape, some improvement. He's probably, I think, 2 kilos lighter. and with a similar issue to last time, in that from that gate, it's hard to work out where he's going to get to. Mm. So hopefully he gets the right run, but I suppose the other day he was 20, faced the breeze, and was still too good for them.
It's a bit of a question mark on this race as far as tempo. Most people had Echo Effect just flying solo, but, you know, a few little gear changes there with crossover noseband and Norton bits on him and tongue ties. You'd think they'd want... It sounds like they want to slow him up a bit, the leader, so anything could happen here.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I think, as you say, the speed is very unclear, and much like last time, he's going to leave it to Jason just to work out as he goes along.
Yeah, he's right as well. This mare in the last, she's a real athlete, Hieroglyphics.
Yeah, really impressive first up run. It goes into this race for trying to use it as a way of getting her rating up so that she can get into the stakes races that are coming through the carnival. I think she's in that sort of form, and if it turns out to be accurate, she should be able to overcome that wide gate.
Okay, beautiful. What's the best of them?
Good question. I mean, they've all got stakes potential. You know, the Man from Uncle is the one that's got that badge now. Yeah. So I suppose he does. You know, they've all got a little bit of a trick. I mean, you were not doing favourite in the GI race. You got two questionable barriers about where the hell they're going to get to in the run. But I think Man from Uncle has already covered these sorts of horses before.
Yep.
You know, it's, for him, it's just a repeat of what's already happened to go along and be very hard to beat.
Beautiful.
Good on you, mate. Proud week for the family. Hope it's another one, good one today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Anthony. Anthony Cummings there. I know James is going to be filthy with us there because we... but that just worked, Ron. We rang his father before and he didn't answer. James isn't going to be listening to this. He'll think that we've just set him up, but that wasn't the case.
Yeah, well, you're the master of the setup, Andrew. You're the master of the setup. I heard a beautiful interview with that young lady who was riding in the highway yesterday. That was that young lady coming to Sydney for the first time to...
Stacey Metcalf.
Stacey on Kinthos Regrets. So that was so it's a big day for her here at Rosehill Gardens today, that's for sure.
Yeah, look, I'd urge people, if you've got 5 or 6 minutes free this morning, download it on your whatever and have a listen. It's on our Racing or BSB Extra podcast page from yesterday. And Stacey comes to Sydney for the first time. She's 29 years of age. She's been riding in races for only 15 months. She's been riding ponies and things all her life. But, Ron, it was the enthusiasm of her voice, her bubbly style, that you're just invigorated by her. And I hope the horse runs extremely well for her today.
Well,
she was great.
It just sounds like she's got confidence in the horse, and that usually, when you've got confidence between horse and rider, it usually comes through. So, look, I don't know. I haven't seen her ride a lot, so I hope it really runs well for her and she gives it a good ride.
Yeah, exactly. Good luck to you, Stacey. By the way, we've got a 6-race tab program at Tuncurry today here in New South Wales. The tracks are good four and fine weather for Tuncurry. We're here at Goulburn. I am, and Glenn Munsey will join us in a little while for the Country Championship Qualifier. And this is the Southeast region. And Danny Williams is joining us. He trains here at Goulburn. Danny, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew, Ron and listeners. Good morning.
Mate, this is a big build-up, isn't it, to the Goulburn community. Where we stayed last night, people saying, oh, it's on tomorrow, we've got friends going out. It does give the community a massive kick for these days.
Well, it does, Andrew. It's good to see. Goulburn, I feel, in the last couple of years, it's gone into the doldrums a bit as far as the racing community. But this has really lifted the scene and... there's great anticipation with the locals, so we should get good support today.
There's about 4 or 5 trainers. You've got the largest numbers, but John Bateman and a couple of others that have got horses here. The facilities for you, training and things like that, they give you an ideal and you've got a freeway straight into town?
Look, location is fantastic. We've got dual highway to the city, which is, you know, as good as anywhere. It's a very straight run and quite simple. Goulburn's a great place to live, and, you know, we've got good facilities here. Certainly need a swimming pool, but everything else, you know, is fantastic. They're great surfaces to work on, so it's a great location, of course.
And this course proper should be in A1 order today, Danny.
Fantastic, Ron. It's Brody Willis has done a fantastic job with the lead up to the preparation of the track. There's, you know, it should suit all sorts of horses. There's a few storms on the horizon, so we wouldn't want too much rain, but certainly a few mils would really do the track some good at this point of time. The last 12 months, with the remedial work that the club have done, the track has been drying out surprisingly so quick, and a little bit of rain at the moment, two or three mils, certainly wouldn't hurt.
Let's go through your four runners. V8, could he improve in race seven, the qualifier?
V8, I've scratched him, Ron.
He's just
come down with a bit of a temperature, and I'm just not happy with him for today.
Okay, so I told George he looks a progressive sort of mare.
Yeah, look, I told George he definitely needs conditions to suit. I thought a win was extremely good, really good profile going into this race. She ran, a tenth quicker or a hundredth second quicker than the Group 3-year-old Colts and Geldings on the same day, and only four tenths slower than the Phillies mares race that day, worth a couple hundred thousand. And you know, that sort of form leading to a race like this is pretty good in my opinion. She does definitely need conditions to suit. Randwick was ideal. I was sort of slightly confident going into Randwick that she would run particularly well. She'd freshened up well. I said to the owner that if we'd have got 5 or 10 mils leading into the race, I would have declared for her. And as it turns out, the preparation, the track of Randwick was just ideal for her. And unlike the race before, she was, you know, she'd come out of that on season and had jarred up a little bit. So, you know, if she gets the conditions to suit today, she's going to be very hard to beat. She's done particularly well since her last run.
Shutterbug's had a month freshen.
Look, Shutterbug, it's taken a while to come up this preparation. She's been a bit hit and miss. She started favourite in this race last year and the rain came on the day. Today, I don't think I've had her any better. This is the best I've ever had her if the track remains as it is now. I think that she's going to be very, very hard to beat. Look, her preparation since freshening up has just really come together and... you know, she's going to be really spot on today. Her work's been brilliant all week, and she's been turning herself inside out waiting for this race today.
And Pumpkin Pie looks a smart filly. He's probably got more upside than most.
She's a pick of my three runners today. She's very, very professional. As far as putting it together, she's been very slow in doing that. She's taken a lot of time to really switch on, and I think since the last run, she's certainly done that. And, you know, the preparation's been faultless. It's been a very well-planned-out sort of exercise that has come to plan. Everything's gone, you know, as good as we hope. We've been on eggshells trying to hold everything together because it's just gone so well with her. Albeit she's drawn wide today. She'll press forward. She's a, you know, a filly that makes her own luck. And, you know, she's... hasn't got a lot of weight. She's got plenty of upside. She's third up. You know, I just see everything sort of just falling to plan with her today. She's going to be very hard to beat.
Okay. Three obviously good chances there. Just quickly on the other runners, a couple of runners in the first, Thomas Crown, any ability? Fourth in a Goulburn trial?
Yeah, look, mentally he's just not there. We had planned to give him another trial, and we thought the field was a bit small. We threw him as a late nom. I would expect he'd do the outing today for the education and perhaps a run today, and then we'll turn him out and give him an opportunity to think about what he's doing.
Okay, girl most likely first run for you in that race as well.
Yeah, look, she's made good progress. She's taken every bit of, I've had her about a month now, and she's taken every bit of 3 weeks to settle into our routine. The last week that she's been here, she's really settled in nicely, and her work's improved, and her condition and physical outlook's improved. She's got good muscle tone, and very happy with the way that she's coming into this race. It looks a very competitive maid. There's a couple there that trialled exceptionally good. Horse of Rod Potter's, I thought that was a very brilliant trial leading into today. And also Lucy Longmire's, who was under double wraps in its trial here. And they look really two up-and-coming sort of horses have been really programmed for this particular race. But she'll have put herself very well, my friend.
Okay, Eponician in race five, not far away of late.
Ron, very difficult horse to train. He's not so much as far as work. He's a pretty straightforward animal, but very difficult to keep condition on him. He's extremely light and tight in condition, but the horse has been racing in fair form. He's perhaps been a bit stiff his last couple. He's found himself in front either too early or too far from home, and that's not his pattern. He's a real chaser, and I think that, you know, with any sort of luck, he'll be in fifth his last start. I thought, oh, you know, if he'd have got cover and a bit of speed in his races, which he should today, I thought he should have won his last two. And the runs have been a lot of upside for him. Providing his constitution and makeup holds together, he'll be really hard to beat.
Banded Bell resuming off a long break, one start, one win. Probably any issues there?
Look, she's had a tie forward operation since the last run. She went into her run here at Goulburn with a breathing problem, which had sort of compounded afterwards. A little bit surprised by her win. She's tough, very competitive little filly, but thought it was quite a competitive two-year-old race. And you know, she really blew him away. And Jason said he was extremely put away by the turn of foot that she showed that day. And look, she's very gross in condition and perhaps would need to happen today, but she's so competitive in herself to put 100% in.
Emmy, any chance in race 8?
Just thought she jarred up the other day, Ron. I did expect both horses to perform very well. I was very confident with V8, but fortunately both horses really come out of it pretty average. The track just dried out with hot weather that we had, and it was unpredictable. It was a slow 7 the day before, and no one could have imagined that the track had dried out that quick, and she just jarred up. So, look, with the track as it is today, she's going to run a much better race with a good gate.
Beautiful.
All right, Mabel, we wish you all the very best. The first two get into the final there on April 1 at Randwick, a part of the championships. We look forward to watching it at 4:08 today. Good luck to you, Danny.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you.
Good on you, mate. Danny Williams, local trainer here at Goulburn. Artistry has come out of the Millie Fox Race 7, number 6 Artistry, joined us. So it's 8 earlies. That's the only extra that's come through this morning. Ty England's online now, Ron, on Racing HQ Saturday. Morning to you, Ty.
Morning, guys.
Good to talk to you. Thanks for taking our call. You get the feel, don't you, the step up week by week at this time of the year, that the good horses are really warming into it?
Yeah, it's all starting to heat up now, which is good. You know, we work hard through the year, and, yeah, these carnivals are a bit of a bonus for us all.
You might be on one of the most promising horses resuming today, and that's Antonio Giuseppe in race 3. Pretty exciting to be on his back.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Ron. I've had a little bit to do with him. When he first came over here, I was able to, you know, when he first started in Australia, and he's just improved leaps and bounds, and he just feels like, you know, a bigger and stronger horse this prep.
So you've been on it. You rode him in the trial, did you?
Yeah, I give him 2 trials, you know, this prep. So pretty excited to get the ride on him, actually.
Okay, should be hard to beat, shouldn't he? A bit of jarry on the track's just perfect for him.
Yeah, it will suit him. You know, I regard him as a nice stayer, and the best thing about him, he can win races working up to, you know, a further distance. He's definitely my best ride for the day.
It's always nice to ride for Matty Dunn in these highway handicaps, and he's got a nice mare here who's trialling well, conniving.
Yeah, Matty's very dominant when he brings horses down to Sydney, and he's a good trainer. He knows where to place his horses, and, yeah, these highway races are definitely ones that he always targets.
Okay. It was interesting, Ron. I learned yesterday that the horse combining had a jump out with Perfect Dare and Quattronic 2 weeks ago, and Matt told me it went as well as the other two, and on that, given what Perfect Dare did last Monday, maybe that's a good push for Ty's runner here.
No, I do miss that one, Andrew, but
yeah.
It makes me happy. I think it's got a terrific hope. I don't mind your ride in race 6 here, Ty, on the spot. I know he's the long shot of the field, but he's got ability, this horse.
He does. I've ridden him, you know, early days as well, and he's always running very consistent races. He's not far off him. You know, Clary's pretty confident with him as well, so I know he's going to run into a couple of really nice horses, but, you know, if he gets the right run, he gets through this softish ground, he's gonna be there strong late, definitely.
Thought Tsiritsa was an improver in race number 7, the Millie Fox.
Yeah, she can improve off the first run. I didn't think the first up run wasn't too bad, was pretty good. So, same thing. A lot of nice fillies returning. But, if she gets the right run through the race, Chris is always dominant back at Rose Hill. So, yeah, I'm always confident with her.
And he's racing really well, Ziggy Willie. You've had a bit of luck on him in the past. And if we happen to get a storm come the last, it might play into his hands.
Yeah, he's going well. He trialled good the other day there at Warwick Farm. I think David found the key with him just to keep him that little bit fresh and over the shorter trip. And he's drawn a soft gate. And if he's able to get the right run, he'll show a real nice turn of foot weight. So it is a tough race, but I just like how consistent he has been of late.
Beautiful. Well, good luck with them today.
Cheers, guys. All the best.
Good on you, Ty. Ty England there going through them. He is one of those exciting horses, isn't he, if he can go on Antonio Giuseppe Duff?
Oh, yeah, for sure. He's got that lightly race, really good-looking record. He just kept jumping the bar, didn't he, last prep? He was going through those benchmarks, looking good, and he went to the Metrop. He was terrific there. And he just looks... At the trials, he's just looked like he's matured up again. So hopefully we can have a chat to Chris about him later, because it's interesting, that race, as far as, although Strawberry Boy hasn't won for a while, it's the first time he's been in a race where he gets complete control, and the stablemate obviously has got more upside there, Antonio Giuseppe. It'd be nice to get Chris's feelings on how they shape up there.
Chris has texted us, Duff. He's got a husky voice and would only be able to do 90 seconds, he said. So Charlie Duckworth is going to join us in the next 15 minutes to go through all of them. Key stuff from the stable, but it will be with Charlie this morning. Another scratching in the Tab Highway, race 4, number 14, One More for Mama has come out, race 4, number 14. So we're at 9 as we've gone over the 7:30 timeline. By the way, if you're looking at Melbourne form, the very short price favourite Crocodile Rock has been scratched from its race down in Melbourne today. We'll take a break. This is Racing HQ Saturday.
You can rely on Sky Sports Radio for the best start to your Sunday mornings. From 6,
catch the big sports breakfast weekend.
The Indigenous All-Stars game in the war cry, and they bob down the players and up pops GI.
Wow, how good is that?
At 9, Thoroughbred Weekly reflects on Silver Slipper Race Day from Rose Hill. The Country Championship qualifier meeting at Dubbo will be previewed in full at 10. And at 10:30,
Chasing and Pacing Rewind has all the news from the Carnival of Miracles.
Sunday mornings belong to Sky Sports Radio.
Here's 14 for the Equine Queen of the World, Winx.
Where will you be when Winx goes for glory this racing season? Get to Royal Randwick or Rose Hill Gardens to experience the thrill and excitement of live racing. See the champions of the sport battle it out. Who will trump the best of the best? Will Winx continue her winning streak? Make sure you're on track to find out and to be a part of the action. Visit the atc.com.au.
AshtyVita.com.au. Up to 70% off products, including wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware, with a new black chrome finish out soon. Plus, they have vanities, toilet suites, basins, and freestanding and drop-in bars, and so much more. 2U warranty over 50 service locations with free delivery to most areas. AshtyVita.com.au. Up to 70% off. An Aussie company since 2007. That's AshtyVita.com.au.
Be a part of the Dynamic Syndications team. Having been active at the Magic Millions New Zealand Premier and English yearling sales, Dynamic proudly offer owners the highest quality yearlings by Reader's Choice, Fastnet Rock, Lonro, Medaglia Doro, Smart Missile, All Too Hard, Piero, and First Crop Size, Sizzling, Epaulette, and Dundeel. All yearlings passed our vigorous selection criteria and a full vet inspection. Find out more. Visit DynamicSyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Thoroughbred Weekly returns tomorrow morning at 9 on Sky Sports Radio.
Yes, this is Racing HQ Saturday, and we're broadcasting on Sky Sports Radio as well as Sky One and Sky Thoroughbred Central. The scratchings have gone straight to final for Rose Hill, where we're starting the day with a soft six after 19 millimetres of rain in the storms yesterday afternoon. The penetrometer 5.59 and the rails at 3. So there are 9 final scratchings. Race 1, number 6, Akinthos Regrets. Race 1, number 6. Races 2 and 3 are clear. Race 4, number 1, and there is more. 11, Turbo Bundy. 13, Kopernik. And 14, one more for Mama. 1, 11, 13 and 14 out of the 4th. Races 5 and 6 are clear. Race 7 at Rose Hill, number 6. Artistry, number 6. And race 8 is where the last scratchings are. 4, Red Nav. 6, Olympic Academy. And 10, Last Wish. 4, 6 and 10. So, Ron, there's only been those couple of extras this morning. Artistry obviously was in the market in the Millie Fox.
Yeah, she was always doubtful when we got that storm yesterday. She's a real top of the ground horse. But I reckon we've survived the scratchings really well. Hopefully that storm doesn't hit earlier than expected, because there could be a few on shaky ground if we get a downgrade. But look, I think this is going to be a perfect racing surface. Obviously the weather's up in the air. Has Munsey arrived yet?
Yes, he has. He's arrived. He's got the sandwiches. He's going to fill this chair up that our TV audience is seeing in about half an hour. But he's brought the sandwiches. He's got to toast them. Sandwich. But more importantly, he's brought his mum too. Anne's here. We might get her on. We might get her on to get some better material out of a Munsey normally on a Saturday, Duff.
She talks as well as him.
She does. She does. You said that.
In
you
a kind that. Way.
She's a beautiful lady. Here at Goulburn, the country championship qualifier, the track's come up as a good four. Just looking outside, the black clouds that were around have sort of, looks like they've passed us. There's a bit of blue sky around now. So this track is a good four, penetrometer 4.92 and the rail true. And the only scratching is V8 with that little cold, I think, is what Danny said there a little while ago. So V8, the only scratching there, race 7, number 9. Duff, how good is she, Will Rain? I mean, you've watched that 9-length trial. How do you see her today?
Well, today is her day. It's her day to make a stance and say, here I am, who's going to beat me? Or, I'm vulnerable when I get to 1,200. Today is her day. It's, like I said, it's her moment in the sun. She meets a tip-top, well, some proven form lines there. So I think she's the name on everyone's lips.
Yeah, she is for sure. By the way, the Michael Walker situation is being chased down as we... in fact, Charlie Duckworth is online from the Chris Wallace stable. He may have some news as well. Repeating, Michael Walker had a very bad back injury last night at Moonee Valley and was taken to Epworth Hospital. Charlie, good morning to you.
Good morning to you too.
Thanks for filling the boots of your trainer, who can't talk much this morning.
No, and unfortunately he's different in his peg too, so... We're both done with it.
Oh, you've got it too. Have you heard anything on Michael Walker with coming through?
Yes, I have. So Ben Mellon will take the ride, as he obviously, we support him down in Melbourne, and he's up here anyway, so he's certainly a capable replacement.
Yeah, sure.
Exactly. Ben Mellon is race 6, number 4, coming through. Sorry, Ron.
And French Emotion, a jockey for her?
For French Emotion, with Artistry scratching, we're going to put Kieran McAvoy on the French Emotion.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Okay, so that's race 7, number 3, French Emotion, Kieran McAvoy. Righto, Ron, now let's have a chat with Charlie about the Walla Runners.
Charlie, Corgerson in the first. He's been gelded. How's he come up? In the race 2,
well,
I should say.
Don't worry. Obviously, it's a little bit short of his best, but we're just hoping he races a little bit more genuinely. After all, he's only beaten 2.4 in a Group 1, albeit a handicap, but it's still obviously a very competitive race. And so he likes the going, and everything else is all set for him. Just obviously, I know it's... With an apprentice on 58 kilos, it's still a tough ask when they're just below the optimum distance.
What about El Lou in the same race? She's had 5 weeks in a trial since Magic Millions Day.
Yeah, she has. She has. But it was very hot up at Magic Millions, and I think it took a lot out of the most horses who went up there. And she too, she loves a wet track. I don't think she's a horse who likes to be crowded, so the small field will certainly suit her.
Race three, you've got some good chances here. Strawberry Boy, well, finally a race he could control for the first time, so he likes that situation.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think he's been lugging some big weights around in the past, so certainly, again, Blake McDougall will help aid that, and he should be able to get a nice time of it up front. And you know, he's ultra consistent and tough, so he'll certainly be hard to run down.
Antonio Giuseppe, we know he looks a very good horse. Is he forward enough to win?
Yeah, he won over course and distance, so before, obviously it was a slightly easier grade, but I think 2,000 metre group enlisted trials obviously are going to come bring them on slightly faster than if they were just a standard open trial, because obviously just the tempo in those trials. So I think he is forward enough to perform first up today.
Kilima probably lacks the sprint of the other two today.
Yeah, he would obviously. He won on the Melbourne Cup day over 2800, so this is a long way short of that, but he's a class individual and he'll certainly be flying home.
Coming through, he should have come on nicely since that first up run. What's to report about him?
Yeah, he's come on really well. So I think it would have helped to wake him up a bit. He's pretty relaxed, casual individual. So I think, as you know, we're not overly hard on them on the training track. So a race is our only opportunity to really give them a proper hit out and improve their fitness and also wake them up mentally.
You've also got Veladero. It's a funny race, this, as far as tempo is concerned. He's a horse that could map well here.
Yeah, absolutely, and he'll enjoy the conditions today, and he worked exceptionally well on Tuesday, so although 1400 is a good way short of his best, I think he'll actually be very competitive today.
Yeah. Your couple of mares in the Millie Fox and French Emotion. Did look, I expected a little more first up.
Yeah, it was a little bit disappointing, but she was very hot that day, and I think the heat got to her, to be honest. She blew pretty hard after the race, and she was holding the prelims. So I think the cooler day today will certainly suit her, and obviously she brings some very good form out of the spring, so hopefully she can bounce back and we can see a little bit more from her today.
Saritza, good surprise here. She was okay in the worst part of the track there first up.
Yeah, absolutely. And James dropped his stick just as she was just about to really get on her bike and go. So I think obviously in the winter she performed on the softer surfaces. So I know there's rain forecast this afternoon, and by 4:25 you never know, that it might be even softer for her.
Yeah, well, what can you say about Religifier and Race 8? He's just a beauty. He's a ripper. He's a ripper, but he doesn't want any storms, I wouldn't think.
No, he certainly doesn't want any storms. I know he finished a good second on I think it was a soft 6 or even a soft 7. I think it was maybe his first or second run this prep. He was a horse who, obviously, in his earlier days, we thought was completely refined to good tracks, but he's as he's got older, he's become more tractable and more genuine, and, well, not more genuine, he's just racing to the best of his ability, and he tries harder than anything. So.
He does. Couple in Melbourne, Hursley loves Melbourne, this horse, unlucky last start.
Yeah, he does. He's a completely different horse down there, and I think, as you said, he was incredibly unlucky last start, and I think he should have nearly won. So he's racing in good form, and Craig knows him really well, and hopefully he can right the wrongs that went on last week, or the week before, rather.
How's counter-attack in the main race of the day, the Lightning? How's he come up?
Yeah, as I'm sure you're all well aware, Chris has always held this horse in really high regard, and well, obviously first up, he goes well fresh. He's got blinkers on. He jumped out up the straight last week, and
Really pleased with Craig Newitt, who was obviously originally booked. He'll certainly be there or thereabouts, I would imagine.
Chris is very good about telling us about his horses. He doesn't like tipping, does he? You fancy yourself as a tipster?
Why don't you put the gun to my head?
Yeah,
exactly. That's what we're doing. Come on, don't laugh and giggle and say nothing. You've got to say something.
Okay, well, I would have thought race three and Antonio Giuseppe would be, if he can get past Strawberry Boy, he'll be very hard to beat.
Beautiful.
No, unfair, Ron. You shouldn't have done that because Chris Waller will be texting me. He won't be texting you saying that. Don't do that again. But, Charlie, we'll see how you go, mate. We appreciate it. If you're feeling crook or feeling a bit sore in the throat too, we thank you for coming on. Just one final thing. You know what it is. How did she come through, the champion mare Winx from Monday?
Yeah, absolutely super. She's... She didn't actually lose any weight from the run, so that's obviously good that she's holding condition. And she had a little gallop this morning, just sort of 5-2, 26, and she came through that. And her regular rider Ben Cadden couldn't have been any happier with her. So he walked past the tower saying, "I'm still tingling." So she's certainly in great order.
Fantastic. We look forward to seeing her again. Good on you, Charlie. Thanks for your time.
No, thank you. Thanks.
Good on you, mate. Charlie Duckworth there from the Chris Waller stable. And you can take the fending off, Duff, for pushing him there to try and find one. But I think that tells us... Exactly. I think that tells us that Antonio's going okay today. Yeah. Last interview is with Gary Portelli. Expectation high today on She Will Reign. Morning to you, Gary.
Morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ronnie.
Hey, Gary. Nervous?
Nervous. Are you? How do you feel about today?
Yeah, I suppose he should be nervous, but she's pretty push button to the horse, and I'm sure she'll give him something to chase.
Is she a good doing horse? Like, is she like a mature?
Yeah,
obviously she's mature enough for a 2-year-old the way she's running.
Yeah, look, she's a lovely horse having a stable. She's got a great demeanour. Whatever you put in front of her, she eats, and mate, she's just like she's been here in a past lifetime, mate. You know, so. Makes our job easier, just controlling her. And she's a very easy horse to ride at track work. She's not a rip-tearing type of hard-going sprinter either, so she
really
looks after herself, which is more important, you know.
Yeah, that's interesting considering a racing style of, you know, like she's out there like a gazelle, you know, like she seems all energy, but you say she's nice and relaxed on the track?
Oh, she works with a mate three-quarter pace. You know, she worked on Tuesday morning with Straturbo, just had a length off him all the way on the course proper. Never looked like trying to tear past him. Just worked up to him like a 5-year-old, you know, a fully educated horse. You know, she's just a lovely horse to deal with. And that's why I think Ben's fairly confident that if ever we get in a situation where the speed has come on, that she's not going to take off and make a race of it. You know, she'll come back to it. So,
okay.
At the moment, she's just been in front because the others can't keep up.
Soft track's no issue. She's proven there.
Yeah. Hopefully the rain's forecast keeps away, and we can start our campaign on a slow track rather than a heavy track.
Okay,
Gary, so I spoke to you back on Tuesday after a piece of work with Straturbo. You told our listeners, and obviously more people listening today, that you're confident off her end of her gallop on Tuesday that she's going to run this today, and going forward that you're more confident about the 1200.
Yeah, look, the gallop on Tuesday actually gave me a bit more confidence because, you know, when you've got these horses go as fast as what she does, at some point you know that there's going to be a point where they can't sustain it. They just, you know, they're using energy through a race that, you know, most horses can't cope with. And I've had Gold Trail and then sort of horses and all the talk, very fast horses. And they get past the 100 flying, and then the last 50, you can see the head comes up and they're trying to get air down, and they get run over it when you get to that top level, in particular at 6 furlongs. But her work the other day, when we worked her over 1,000, as they got closer to the line, they started to quicken up. And through the line, she was just starting to get up and get through her gears, and took a while to pull her up. So off the back of that, I thought she might not be one of them horses that just gets out there, goes 100 mile an hour, and then with 50 to go, gasses out. You know, it just gave me more confidence, that gallop, you know.
And if she gets through today, what is her program to the slipper?
Well, obviously, if she won today, we'd be heading to the Riesling. I think she's got to have at least one go at 1,200.
Yep.
And then we've got a fortnight to the slipper, and hopefully, you know, everything goes to plan between now and then.
Where's the other? What happened to the other two-year-old that you liked, Single Bullet? Is he still ticking along?
Yeah, look, he trialled really, really well the other day at Rose Hill. He was, as you saw at Warwick Farm, he got very fired up his home track and got quite boisterous. And I actually was concerned he couldn't win before he even put the saddle on. He'd used so much energy sweating up and carrying on. Unfortunately, we saw him run second, but he's a pretty good colt. He trialled enormous at Rose Hill, and he'll be going to... I'm going to nominate for next Saturday in the Skyline, just have a look at what enormous look like there, but I'm thinking maybe the Black Opal might be a nice race for him. You know, it's a big track there, and 1,200 obviously will suit him. So he might be one that might just sneak in, hopefully, if he can win one of them races into the slipper for us.
Lovely.
All right, well, mate, a lot of expectation. You spoke very proudly about how She Will Reign is going to go today. Good luck. Hope she lives right up to it.
Thanks, mate. I've got to say, Andrew, watching you on TV there, that camera's either very kind or you've lost a lot of weight, mate. Looks pretty good,
he structures it up himself. He mounts it in that little corner there, and he puts that lens on there and makes him look good.
There's only one telling thing that's going to decide that is when Glenn Munsey sits beside me.
All right, we'll have a look.
Yeah. Good luck. Thanks a lot, Gary.
Thank you, guys.
Good on you. Gary Portelli there. Am I looking slim, am I, Duff?
Yeah, it's different camera angle from the last time I remember. There's no way in the world I'm going in there it's going to be focused on my belly like that.
No, we're looking good here. All right, you have your coffee and cake and whatever you're going to have, and we'll come back shortly with Mark Van Gestel.
Beautiful.
Righto, Ron Duffus, you there. Let's go through all the tab scratchings now for our tab programs today. We're going to start with Rose Hill, where they're saying the track is a soft six this morning. The penetrometer, 5.59, and the rail is at 3 metres. Race one, number six, Akinthos Regrets is out. Race one, number six. Races two and three are clear. The fourth, number one, And There Is More, 11 Turbo Bundy, 13 Copernic, and 14 One More for Mama. That's 1, 11, 13, and 14 out of the fourth. Races 5 and 6 are clear. Race 7, number 6, Artistry. Race 7, number 6. And the last of the scratchings at Rose Hill, race 8, 4 Red Nav, 6 Olympic Academy, and 10 Last Wish, 4, 6, and 10. Now, repeating, Michael Walker isn't riding today at Rose Hill. In race 6, the rider for 4 coming through is now Ben Mellum, and race 7, number 3, French Emotion, is Kieran McAvoy. So that's the information for Rose Hill today. We come here now to Goulburn, where it's Country Championship qualifier day. There's a bit of cloud around, but there's not going to be much rain, if any, over the next hour. The track has come up as a good 4 with a penetrometer of 4.92, and the rail is True. Race 1, take out 10, Old Maribo, number 10. Race 2 is clear. The 3rd, take out The Emergency, 15, Demi Mare, number 15. The 4th at Goulburn, take out 8, Quick Reflex, and The Emergency's 16, Canford Calling, and 17, Artelite. That's 8, 16, and 17 out of the 4th. Race 5 is clear. Race 6 at Goulburn, the scratching is 14, French Halo, number 14. Race 7, the Country Championship qualifier, take out 9, V8, number 9. And Race 8, 1 Blue Seal, 2 Pyramid Prince, and 15 Mugga Marley. That's 1, 2, and 15. That's the information for Goulburn on a huge day here, the Country Championship Day, the first at 12:25. We've got tab racing at Tuncurry as well. Beautiful Tuncurry. It's fine and a good 4, and the rail is True for the 6-race tab program. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, take out number 7. Number 7. The 3rd, the scratching is number 5. Number 5. Race 4, number 1 is out, number 1. And race 5, take out 8 and 11. 8 and 11 out of Tuncurry. They did get rain yesterday, 4 millimetres fell. but the track is in that good range for the program. Now, Flemington in Melbourne, Black Caviar Lightning Day down there. It's overcast. They're saying, I think Mick Goody told us, 19 degrees only in Melbourne today. It's a good 3 and the rail is at 9 metres. Race 1, take out 4 Deja Blue and 11 Easy Flyer, 4 and 11. Races 2 and 3 are clear. The 4th, number 5, Domination, 7, Scud Time, 14, Paseo del Rio, and 15, Runway Queen. 5, 7, 14, and 15. Race 5 at Flemington, number 7, Ceylon, number 7. Race 6, number 4, Trengent, and 8, Snitson. 4 and 8 out of race 6. Race 7, number 4, Golden Main, 6, Crocodile Rock, 10, Lola Lou, and 12, Peaky Blinders. 4, 6, 10, and 12. Race 8, take out the bottom one. 13, Miss Rock, came out at 7.30 on Vet's advice out of the Black Caviar Lightning. So race 8, number 13, Miss Rock, is a scratching, and race 9 is clear for Flemington, the big program in Melbourne, the Black Caviar Lightning. Eagle Farm in Brisbane, of course, these are still an hour behind us, so this is to give you a bit of a leaning, a bit of a line on what's happening up there. Fine and a good 4, penetrometer 4.7, and the rail is true. Race 1 at Eagle Farm, take out 3, Barant, 4, the back manager, 6, Pinstrike, and 7, Red Hot Miss, 3, 4, 6, and 7. Race 2 at the moment is clear, the 3rd, number 6, Espiritu, 8, Sky Limit, 9, Our Lady Mac, and 10, High I'm Back, 6, 8, 9, and 10. The 4th, number 15, Bingo Bobby is out, number 15. Race 5, 5, Margin Trader, and 13, 8 Below, 5 and 13. At the moment, race 6 is clear, race 7, 11, True Passion, 12, All Troops, and 15, Al Blevick, 11, 12, and 15. And race 8, number 3, Charlie River, 4, Tie Zone, and 13, I'm a Ripper, 3, 4, and 13. So they're the current scratchings for Eagle Farm today. That track is a good 4. And we race at Morfordville in Adelaide. Morfordville there. Now, these haven't gone interim, but they're only a few minutes from going there. It's overcast and a good 4. They watered yesterday. 10 millimetres of water was sprayed on Morfordville. Good 4, penetrometer 5.5, and these are the current scratchings. Race 1 at the moment is clear. Race 2, number 1, Never Without You, and 8, Porto Santo, 1 and 8 out of race 2. The 3rd, number 1, All Ease, number 1. Race 4, number 9, Spying on You, number 9. Race 5, number 12, Night Breeze, number 12. Race 6 is clear. Race 7, number 2, Goldstream, and 4, Let Me Down Gently, 2 and 4. Race 8, number 3, Zalmona, and 8, Ricky Bobby, 3 and 8. And race 9 at Morfordville, 10, Jamasi, and 12, Just Resting, 10 and 12. So a good 4 for Morfordville. And the penetrometer 5.5 for that track. Peter Ellis will preview on Sky Sports Radio at 11 o'clock this morning on Sky Radio 11 for Peter Ellis. So there are our scratchings for this moment. We'll take a break here on Racing HQ Saturday. We'll be back and we'll start focusing in on Rose Hill.
Sky Sports Radio's National Racing Service
has everything everyday punters require.
Tab Market Movers continually find winners in each of the racing codes.
Yep, Tab Market Mover here, 13 Just Orm is 750 into 480.
Minutes later,
another success story.
Just Orm's in front, and Just Orm has won by Hendon Dillon's luck.
Tab Market Movers.
Here on your racing leader,
Sky Sports Radio.
By champion sprinter Piero, Dynamics Indications with Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott offer this superb Magic Millions filly. From Faye Phil, a Group 2 winner and dam of multiple stakes winning two-year-old Black Minx, her second dam Simply Believe, also a Group 3 winner.
The Piero Faye Phil filly is a really glorious type. She's lovely and she moves so freely. Adrian and I are delighted to be training her for Dynamic.
For info, visit dynamicsindications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $100,000 quaddy jackpot at Rose Hill Gardens today and a $50,000 quaddy jackpot at Tabcorp Park Menangle tonight. And now you can cash out your quaddy after the first, second or third leg. Collect a payout or ride it out thanks to Tab's Quaddy Cash Out. So place a bet you'll never forget on your Tab app, online at tab.com.au or at your local Tab today. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Like to gain bragging rights over your mates this footy season? Then be sure to enter the Sky Sports Radio NRL tipping competition. Thanks to our friends at Ambassador Travel, you can also win a trip for two to the 2017 Hong Kong International, Melbourne Cup or Cox Plate. Simply go to the Big Sports Breakfast website, click enter on the competition link, then follow the prompts to submit your tips and register. Come on, be a part of it, the NRL tipping competition.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Our autumn offers will get your heart racing. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Coming up to 8 o'clock here, this is Racing HQ Saturday, and on the tally, you can now see him, it's Glenn Munsey, because we're on Sky Thoroughbred Central, Sky Racing 1,